there's no business like show business.
Wayne.
John.
It can be cold in July.
Oh, but it was warm in the theater watching this. I liked this movie a lot. I really did.
It's about what?
Well, who knows? It shifts so dramatically halfway through the movie. At first you thought that this is going to be one of those like suspense, revenge type flicks. But then all of a sudden it switches to almost a latter day cowboy movie. These three guys are riding off to right wrongs. Really good move to still place the movie in 1989.
Yeah, it's good. In the category of a neo-noir. So it's film noir, but it's new noir. And you have Michael C. Hall from Dexter.
Yep, I like Dexter.
Has a home invasion, shoots the invader, and everything seems fine. The worm turns.
Oh, big time.
As soon as they find out that he's the son of a very rugged Sam Shepard. Oh my gosh, is he?
Nobody evokes modern day Texas as Shepard does. No. I mean, the guy does an excellent job, this ex-con that comes around seeking revenge.
Yeah, it reminds you a little bit of Max Cady in Cape Fear.
Yep.
At least initially.
Yep.
He's coming.
Yep.
He's going to harass them because our protagonist has killed his son.
Hall, I'd say if maybe, and I really like Dexter, and I always thought he did an excellent job in Dexter, but I think he was pretty much the weak link in this film,
exactly. You
know, in more ways than one.
Oh, yeah.
Even, you know, because you kept thinking, why is he doing these choices? Why is he doing, his character in the movie?
Basically, he gets involved with the two of these very rough guys
to
go after the really bad guys, the Dixie Mafia, which you don't want to play with.
Yes.
But Sam Shepard's character has just come out of prison. So he's a life denizen of the place, so he knows his way around. And then what makes the film even better than
all this
noir stuff is
Don Johnson rolling up in this cherry red convertible with the longhorn horns on the front of it, and these cowboy boots and these embroidered shirts and the white cowboy hat, and the guy really makes the movie.
We can't even say the name of his car here that he calls.
I was going to, and I thought, well, no, maybe
that'd be it. Our general manager.
Yeah, he would not like the name of the car.
But Johnson brings, and I thought I saw a little bit of Matthew McConaughey in him, and I was thinking back of Killer Joe and even many of his recent films where he plays this hot Southern guy, but he seems, he's a hog farmer.
Yeah, which was really funny. It's kind of like he is a pig farmer, and he's a private eye.
And don't make any mistake, he's a tough guy,
and he's
a good sleuth.
And you're thinking, okay, they're going to take on the Dixie Mafia, but it's even more horrendous when they find out the stash of videotapes, and basically these guys are making snuff movies.
Oh my. You know, you mentioned that snuff movies. What a shock that was. As rough as the film has been, when you're talking about young girls that they're taking and using in a snuff movie. In other words, they're going to murder them right in the video.
The police seem to be, at first, you thought, oh, these are really good guys, but then they turn to be rather corrupt souls, too.
As in any noir, almost everybody's corrupt.
Hitchcock's wrong man type of themes that he had in his movie.
Good one.
Because as I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, all this crap that Michael C. Hall's character is getting into, I'm thinking, this could have been a Hitchcock-type character that he gets deeper and deeper in this mess.
Yep. You have to grade it. And you know something? I'm going to go first.
Okay? You do
because
that.
Usually, as my guest, I ask you.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you, this is a solid A- for me.
Okay. Well, John, I'm going to give it A- too. I was really debating giving it a B+ because basically, it's a B movie.
When you stop
to think about it. But I tell you, how it's put together and the acting, I really liked it. I'm glad I saw it.
It's a delight for the summer.
Yep, it is.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.